The Royal Assembly that sate at The Hague for whipping the breeches of Louis and Teague was such as no Dutchman hath seen heretofore, nor ever hath been since old Babylon's whore in all Europe. The brave King of Britain, he sate on a throne of gold set with diamonds and other such stone, whilst the great Hogan Mogan a crown did present, which gave to his majesty more than content in the meeting. To Louis le Grand, the king bastard of France, they pricked out a tune the next summer to dance, and sent him confusion well crammed in a box, with the faith of an infidel spiced with the pox in a placket. The next pretty fancy the Dutchman did bring was a present to send to the abdicate king, the oath of allegiance to keep to his heir, with the coat that was made of the crocodile's hair, now in fashion. Another fine present as ever was seen, they sent to old Mally that once was our queen, a locket of sorrow that Peters had made, with the phoenix tail feathers to topknot her head at confession. King William of England, he sent to the Pope a bag full of cutthroats well tied with a rope. But Melfort, that abdicate Scotchman of state, he met with a bearer and swore it was late for a halter. They sent to the late abdicated King James a plot that was found in the mouth of the Thames, and by the Lord, they sent him a knell with a little young Jacobite crushed in the shell when a hatching. The Duke of Bavaria wrote to the Turk to hang his grand vizier up with a jerk, and bade him remember what Frederick had done when first he besieged Jerusalem town, both then took it. He sent him the money that Louis le Grand had promised to pay him and gift underhand to weaken the beast and the dragon of Rome, that he might be monarch of all Christendom, O brave bastard. King William, he sent to this Turk renegado a ship that was sunk in the Spanish Armado, and bade him remember King Philip of Spain, for Grizzle will never be trusted again on the ocean. He sent to Tyrconnell and ass and an hog, as said the old prophecy found in a bog, wrapped up into leather the right to defend, but his ruling of Ireland is come to an end with his honor. When all these fine presents were shipped away, the Bishop of Cologne the grace he did say, they went to their supper and laid by their books on capons and codlins and buckety cooks will become tea.